looks like we're live. So good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everybody listening wherever and whenever this podcast finds you. Thanks for tuning in and welcome to the Did You Know Podcast Bitcoin Weekly Wrap-Up. This will be for the week of 27 September 2019. And this week's roundup is sponsored by eToro, a trusted smart trading platform that's over 12 years old, conducts about $1 trillion in trading annually. And they offer innovative tools and advanced charting features to help you be the best trader that you can be. They have some really cool stuff that lets you know, or that helps you if you're new to trading. You can practice strategies with their virtual trading tool, which means they give you fake money and you can practice with it without actually risking any of your real money. They're transparent and low fees, and you can connect with 11 million other traders where you can discuss everything trading related, charting strategies, anything. And if you actually go over to didyouknowcrypto.com/eToro, that's E-T-O-R-O. Actually, and if you go down and you're watching on YouTube, it'll be below here. You can use my link and that will, one, let them know that you came through me, which helps me. Also helps you incidentally because it helps me provide good content. But it's also going to give you $50. So that's pretty cool. Everybody wins. So let's go right into the show. And let's look at the price. Everybody see that? That's what the price says. It says that it's ramen time, folks. If you did not invest wisely and put too much in, as some people do. So it's always smart to, this is not investment advice, of course, but it's always smart to only invest what you are willing to risk, as with anything. And actually, let's look at what the price is right now. $79.79. Okay. So the world has ended, guys. Bitcoin's officially dead. And we dumped from basically about 10,000 a couple days ago down to 7,500. It kind of jumped up earlier today. It was sitting around 8,400. And it's down to right now about 79. Or $7,900. So speculations abounding as to why, but a lot of popular consensus seems to be around lackluster backed launch, which was kind of hyped to be a Star Wars opening and ended up being more like John Carter. And if you're not aware of either of those references, you can just stop listening right now. Alongside some stories about hash rate falling, which is kind of seems to be more FUD and more just people not really understanding some of the more nuances of the space. But if you're new to Bitcoin, welcome. Price volatility in Bitcoin are like crappy people in comment sections. It's just part of this world, folks. So as always, like I said, non-investment advice, and you need to do your own research and make sure that you are comfortable with everything that you're doing within Bitcoin. But if you are going to trade, use eToro, use my link, get $50. The first news non-price story of the day is going to be the latest news on Libra. So what we have here is kind of an interesting little development. Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, said in a recent interview, and I quote, "Obviously, we want to move forward at some point soon and not have this take many years to roll out. But right now, I'm really focused on making sure that we do this well," unquote. So this has seemingly become kind of the new norm for Libra, hurry up and wait. And what I really think that this means is that they are ready to launch and they want to launch, but they kind of misunderestimated the pushback and are going to need to spend more time lobbying and making concessions in really two specific fields, privacy and backdoors for monitoring, which seems to be at odds with each other, but they are. So Libra currently, it's nominally a pseudonymous, sorry, I don't know why I can't talk tonight. Nominally, it's a pseudonymous currency. It does allow, at least with what the white paper was released as, would allow someone to create their own wallets without using the KYC alternatives like the Facebook Calibra wallet. The idea that someone, this is kind of like how Bitcoin is, but the idea that someone could move Libra pseudonymously outside of this AML KYC structure is kind of a deal killer for probably many in a lot of governments around the world. So what Libra has to do is prove that they can, with a high degree of certainty, that they're able to track specific users on the network and kind of preemptively shut down illegal actors or those who they think are matching patterns of illegal activity. Now, they will have to either convince these governments of this, that their way is the best way, or institute some sort of change to what the white paper stated, so that the network requires some sort of modicum of identification to participate, maybe some sort of form of trusted on-ramps to, you know, that they are basically vouching for somebody to get on there and use it in the same way that like a bank would to access the current financial system. If we see that pseudonymous wallet generation remains, it means that Facebook's pretty confident that they can track you regardless. So watch out for that. And really, I would watch out for just using Libra at all. I mean, I think that you should just assume that you are being, like, obviously you're being monitored, but that you have been identified as being associated with that wallet. The privacy issue isn't really an issue. It's more of a, some sort of other than Libra concession, I think, that they're looking for with Facebook. Lawmakers really don't want privacy. What they mean is that they don't want Facebook to make money from your identity online, or, like I said, that's some sort of leverage tool that they want to use. And this is Facebook's main goal with the network. So it'll be interesting to see how this pans out. The next Libra story was also, it was about comments that Benoit Coeur, if I'm pronouncing that right, Coeur, I can't remember if that's, I looked it up. I actually Googled it to try to pronounce it correctly in French, and I think I just butchered it, so I won't try again. He's a member of the ECB, the European Central Bank, where he called Libra a quote-unquote wake-up call for central banks, and that they should and have to respond to these challenges. Libra, he says, solves some problems within the current system, such as allowing those outside the system to access capital and ease cross-border payments, i.e. the banking, the unbanked cliche. He's also raised the equally cliched concerns about money laundering, terrorism, etc., and said regulators would need to be more creative in their thinking, which is really anathema to bureaucracy. But this is another way Bitcoin has kind of changed the global conversation. Without Bitcoin, there probably wouldn't be a Libra. And probably, or if Bitcoin had never existed, then maybe something like Libra, not in this form, but something similar, but it would have been farther down the road. I think that Bitcoin really started this conversation. And without that, there'd be no talk for any sort of creative thinking and tackling these stated issues. So, you know, Bitcoin is forcing conversation and these kind of conversations that have been shelved or forgotten in a lot of corners of the global financial system. So they're not adopting Bitcoin's ideals. They're just merely responding to it, shining lights on their failures. So I continue to cover Libra because I think it's important. I was highly certain that Libra would launch. I'm less sure of it. But definitely something along those lines. But I still think it's a pretty good shot of it launching in some form. Definitely not its original form, but in some form. The next story is about, it's equally as gross, really, as Libra. And it's my favorite ICO crypto project that's going to be, and by favorite, I mean, it's going to be my favorite one that's going to get referenced in 10 years as how could people, how could so many people not see how terrible an idea that this was? So, yeah, EOS. Anyways, it, you know, admittedly, in my multi-coiner past, I did think that EOS was a neat idea because I really didn't understand the tech. And how I couldn't see another Dan Larimer project for what it was beyond me, and that being one that's hyped, pumped, and then slowly stagnates and then kind of really disappears from any real discussion of its efficacy and ability to function as described when it was launched. EOS raised $4 billion in 2017 and just got, and just wait for it, a $600,000 grant by the state of Virginia to build their headquarters in Arlington County, Virginia. So the taxpayers of Virginia just gave away $600,000 to a company that raised $4 billion without a project and really still doesn't have one. So EOS is effectively some sort of perpetual motion machine for EOS in that its claimed value is that it has value without having any real value. So I don't know, take that for what it's worth. Arlington County, for those outside the U.S. or perhaps not even, you know, or perhaps those inside the U.S. that aren't really that familiar, this is the D.C. area. And anyone who wants to gain political influence is located there. So also remember that Block 1 really doesn't hold EOS anymore. They converted its treasury over to Bitcoin, which kind of basically infers that they see more value in Bitcoin than their own tokens. So it's another like 1,000th red flag. So now we've seen EOS take 4 billion in gullible individuals. And now they've gotten another 600,000 from a gullible governor. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. And then my final story for tonight is on Kick. Well, I guess it this does seem like I'm just doing all bad news stuff today. So next week I'll try to do something a little bit more popular or positive. And hopefully maybe that'll be a little bit more popular, I guess. But Kick, you may remember, was a stagnant chat platform who decided to create value with another useless token in 2017 and has been battling with the SEC as they've been rightly really accused of being an under-registered security, in my opinion. Now, I have to say, I don't like Bitcoiners that like to criticize a project as being inherently bad because it's an unregistered security, as though that's like, well, it's bad because it's an unregistered security. It's like, no, it's either, you know, it's kind of the along the lines of the Ethereum is a security meme that went around for a year ago. A project is either crap because it's a crap, but an unregistered security is something completely different. It is an additional concern that is valid to point that out because it makes it extremely vulnerable to failing, right? So even if the project, let's just say, had some good aspects about it and maybe had some redeeming qualities, the fact that it's a likely an unregistered security would lead you to really caution people from being involved in it because there's a good chance that with the SEC coming in that you could end up losing everything. And this is where we see KIN. So KIK is the platform and KIN is the token. KIK, the platform for texting and messaging, I sound like an old person. It was a messaging platform. They're actually shutting it down, which they say, well, this cuts our overhead by 85%. So they can, quote unquote, focus all of its attention on KIN, which, like I said, is the actual crypto portion of it, of this company. So what this really means, excuse me, I get a drink of water here. My voice is failing here a little bit, is that the folks at KIN were forced months back to fight the, either fight the SEC or declare it an unregistered security and be destroyed. So now they've taken all the money that they can get, and they're going to need all the money that they can get to do this. The problem is that if, and this is a big if, they actually win their case, it's going to be a Pyrrhic victory in that it's 99.9% of its use. And the use case was that it was a payment platform on the messaging platform. So even though it was a stagnant kind of platform when they launched or were going to launch KIN, I mean, it still had a lot of users. Without it, who's going to be using KIN or will ever use it? No one. That's who. So they've also said that they're willing to fight the SEC down to the last dollar, which is a nice way of saying they're going to spend all the money that the KIN token holders gave them so they don't have to go to jail. So at the end of the day, KIN is just another case of a but-wise ICO. Anything that KIN did could have been done with something that already existed and was, in my opinion, just basically a flagging company that didn't want to do a lackluster IPO. So they decided to jump on the ICO gravy train and hoped basically that the SEC wouldn't do what they do, or that somehow crypto would, you know, make some sort of a magic fairy dust fall down on them and they would not have to worry about it. So anyways, their bluff did get called and now we're seeing it. That's all I have for today. Feel free to write in. I would like to pitch my podcast listener discount program. It's absolutely free. Go to supportmypodcast.com and you can get things like NordVPN. You can get 75% off plus 1 month for free, which is a great deal. It's a great VPN. I use it. I think it's great. It's simple. You set it up and it's a one touch thing, right? You can even set it up so that it automatically kicks on once you start up your computer or your phone and access the internet. Or you can even set it the way that I do, that it won't even access the internet without it actually being on. It's a great thing. You can get that promo code. You can use that today. Go to supportmypodcast.com. So once again, I'd like to thank you very much for listening. And please support my sponsor, eToro. Head over to digitalcrypto.com/eToro. Get your $50 for free. And I appreciate you guys watching on YouTube and you guys listening in the podcast sphere. So feel free to reach out to me on any of my social media platforms at any time. I really like hearing you guys from you guys and having conversations with you. And feel free to submit any kind of ideas, things that you want me to cover, and I'll be happy to do so. You guys have a great night, and we'll talk soon.